With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. It's now officially playoff time for the Prescott Cardinals boys and girls track and field team as we go through conference, regionals, and sectionals en route to the state meet. Head coach Emily Calabrese of the Cardinals joined KDWA Sports to open the week, and she tells fans that after having an entire year away, getting ready for this year's postseason is that much more exciting.
So nice. I mean, the kids have waited so, I want to say, patiently for this for almost 2 years now. It's just nice to be back on the track, nice to see all of their work that they've put in over this time finally pay off.
And the Cardinals are starting to peak at the right time of the season, whether you're talking about the girls or boys roster. And that's exactly what Coach Calabrese wants to see.
Yeah, so they've started ahead of where they were, I feel like, especially kind of our top varsity kids having such high expectations for themselves. And they were able to start out faster in their times than they had in years past, which is always promising. But I think they get so impatient because they want to hit those big marks right away when they feel like they can and they should. But to trust their training and trust that they'll get there. And this week it finally really started to hit them. I think that we are in a good place and we are definitely ahead of where we have been. I mean, the girls hit their 4x1 school record, which is incredible to do right now. Hopefully we'll hit that again. We're hoping to go sub 50 this year, hopefully before state. Boys in their 4x2 running 133. My goal for them was a 134 and they just crushed it. So these kids are ready to roll right now.
The last meet of the Cardinals regular season was a good sign that they're ready for the upcoming postseason run.
Yeah, so Abby Severson is still killing it in her two. She's right up there in the state, right up there in the section. She is pretty consistently running in the 26s right now, which is unheard of for regular season. So she's doing incredible there. Both her and Grayson, the 100, are still sub 13, which is awesome. Ella Johnson has surpassed all expectations. Her 400 now, she's down to a 64.11, absolutely crushing it. Her 800 is getting down there too. I think she's got a good shot to place that conference in both. Addison jumped 18 in pole vault. I mean, that's just our girls' side, and they're hitting such big marks right now that just has their excitement up. On our boys' side, in the 100, Josh Gergen hit a big PR with an 11.67, and that's not even his race. He's still in the 23s for the 200, hoping to hit the 22s here soon. Josh Peterson, who's a freshman, has finally come out of kind of an injury funk, and he's hitting those really low marks in his 1 and 2 right now. Damian Hooper came out with a huge 200 for us and then followed it up in the 4x4. Kyle Budruth in his 400s. I mean, they're hitting big marks. And Aiden Russell in his long jump was over 20 feet. They are absolutely performing right now individually, too. It's really fun to see.
Coach Calabrese on the school record in the girls' 4x1 falling at the final meet of the regular season.
Yeah, so they are in that 4x1 right now. They're at about a 50.03. And to kind of put that into perspective, they are crushing the region, crushing the sectional. They're actually, in the terms of a 4x1 where everything is so tight, crushing the state. They are about a half a second ahead of the next fastest in Division 2. And in all divisions combined, they actually have the number 3 time for all schools in the state of Wisconsin, no matter the division. So, I mean, to us, it's almost feeling normal for them to do this, but it is way above that. I mean, they are outstanding.
What makes the Cardinals 4x1 relay that strong?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it is race strategy in that you want somebody good out of the block in the 100. And between Grayson and Abby, it's pretty neck and neck. But Grace has been our starter there for a while now. So I've got her starting out of block. Jessie is just so methodical about everything that her in that number 2 slot, she's able to get the baton in her left hand, keep it in her left hand. And that is a skill that is often overlooked, but these kids are used to running with it in their right hand. So somebody who can be there consistently doing a left hand baton receive and give is a perfect spot for Jessie. She's got that down. Abby is a really awesome 200 runner, so I want her on that curve. She She's running third for us, and Tori is one of the most gutsy and driven runners I have ever met. So I've got her last because I know when it comes down to it, she can take it home.
The Cardinals then kicked it into overdrive, moving on to the conference meet. The Cardinals boys and girls each finished with a tremendous third-place team finish, along with numerous PRs, and then Grace Carlson reset her school record in the 100 with a time of 12.67. We'll have more with Coach Emily Calabrese next week as the playoffs continue. The 12th annual Hastings Football Golf Classic will take place on Friday, August 27th of 2021. It's a foursome scramble at the Hastings Golf Club. Jonathan Bleed with Hastings Football joined KDWA Sports to talk a bit about the upcoming event.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, Nick. Appreciate the time and really excited. Like you said, our 12th annual Hastings Football Golf Classic. And what have we been doing for 12 years? We've been really trying to support the Hastings Raiders football team, making sure they've got the correct equipment and any tools that they need to really put their best foot forward on putting a winning football team together for our community. So we're super excited about being able to do the event again. We'll be at the Hastings Golf Club on Friday, August 27th.
Bleed gets into some of the tournament details.
Yeah, it's set up for the everyday golfer to the weekend hacks like me, and really set up to be just a fun day. So yeah, like you said, we start off with a grilled lunch starting at about 11. We've got the driving range, the putting green open with some really cool fun prizes as well. We also have the golf that starts at 1 o'clock, shotgun scramble format with foursomes. So if you have a foursome, feel free to sign up, four golfers. If you're just by yourself, we'd be happy to pair you up too. Lots of people looking to join a team as well. After golf, a little happy hour, and then followed by dinner and raffle with some really good food catered by Hastings Public House, and also some awesome prizes. And last year, even a Lazy Boy recliner was given away to a lucky winner. So we're really excited about the event and love to have everybody join us.
Even if you don't want to golf, you can still join everybody for dinner after the golfing is over.
Any reason to come support the Hastings football program, we'd love to have you. Certainly love to have you for dinner even. Let us know if you're coming. We'll save you a spot. But yeah, certainly come out for a beer, buy some raffle tickets, support the program, and have a great night.
Bleed with all of the information regarding registration and sponsorship.
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll see some sign-up sheets throughout town. Also, you can email me as well, jonathan.bleed@slumberland.com. Any of those questions or to sign up, you can certainly email me. But yeah, for a foursome, it's $400. So think $100 a golfer. And let me just tell you what that gets you. Certainly, it gets you, you know, a lunch, gets you golf with a cart. It gets you a dinner as well, which you're talking a really nice dinner, not some fast food. So just a heads up there.
This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.